What is up? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your well-being, to your health, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, no miracle at all, simply standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you. Our number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We welcome your phone calls. Try to get on board early. The phone lines do fill up quickly, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the Longevity products or you want to purchase any of the Longevity products, you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and take a look at our shopping cart. You can also click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page and start yourself a Longevity business for a one-time $10 fee. You can enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having your own business. You can make a little bit of money. You can help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program, and you can get your products at the wholesale price. That's all for a one-time $10 fee. Click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, or you can talk to the folks at the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, so we are talking about protein. We'll be talking about protein for a little bit now. In terms of bone building, in terms of anti-aging, in terms of muscle building, in terms of building in general, yesterday we said protein was about nitrogen, the element nitrogen. Most nutritionists will tell you there's three types of macronutrients as distinguished from micronutrients, micronutrients being vitamins and minerals and trace or accessory nutrients. Most nutritionists will tell you there's three kinds of macronutrients, proteins, fats, and sugars. But fats and sugars are really both kind of carbohydrates. They actually are carbohydrates. So in essence, you really just have protein and carbs. And if you want to further simplify macronutrition, protein is essentially carbohydrate, except it has that little element of nitrogen. Protein can be thought of as a nitrogen carbohydrate, a nitrogenated carbohydrate. This is why the body can obtain energy from protein, albeit less efficiently and more slowly than it gets energy from sugar or fat. And as we said yesterday, this is why you can lose weight very effectively. You can suppress your appetite very effectively. You can be very satisfied while you're losing your weight by simply eating more protein. This little nitrogen piece that's stuck onto the sugar or the fat or stuck onto the carbohydrate makes processing protein a much slower affair. It makes it more complicated than carbohydrate processing, and that means you're going to be satisfied much longer if your body is working at breaking down protein. If it's digesting the relatively simpler fat or relatively simpler sugar molecule, it's not going to have to work as hard, and you're not going to be as satisfied. This understanding of nitrogen is something that bodybuilders and weightlifters take very, very seriously. And as we said many times on this program, we're all bodybuilders because we're all building our bodies. Just being alive is being a bodybuilder. So if a weightlifter or a bodybuilder or an athlete is concentrating on something in the world of nutrition, it's something we want to pay attention to. Athletes will call this understanding or this how the body works with nitrogen balance. And this refers to the relationship between positive nitrogen and negative nitrogen. Positive nitrogen balance means having nitrogen available for building, for growth and repair. Conversely, negative nitrogen or negative nitrogen balance means losing nitrogen, not having it available for building and for growth and repair. If you're recovering from surgery, you got degenerative disease, you're just accelerated, you're just aging, or you got some accelerated aging going on, you're probably going to be in a negative nitrogen balance. And if you're an athlete and you're a bodybuilder, you're lifting weights, you're building muscles, you're healthy, or you're young and vital and strong, more than likely you're going to be in a positive nitrogen balance. Technically, there's actually three types of nitrogen balance. There's nitrogen loss, which is aging and degenerative disease and trauma and wounding and surgery and general poor health. Sleep deprivation, by the way, can also result in a negative nitrogen balance or nitrogen loss. And sometimes when people first start an exercise program, they get all excited, they go into overtraining, and then they can also go into a negative nitrogen balance. You can also have an equal nitrogen status. You can be losing as much as you can be gaining. And, of course, you can also have a positive nitrogen balance, which is where you want to be. You want to be hanging on to your nitrogen so you can be using it. Nitrogen balance is measured by something called BUN or BUN. That stands for blood urea nitrogen. You might have seen it on your blood panels. BUN or blood urea nitrogen is a measurement of how much nitrogen is being lost. BUN can also be elevated, not just if you're losing nitrogen, but BUN can also be elevated if you got kidney disease. In fact, this is the main reason why doctors will check your blood urea nitrogen or BUN levels to see if your kidney is clearing out the nitrogen effectively. So an elevated BUN can be a sign that your kidneys aren't working as well as they should. It could be something associated with diabetes. It can also be something associated with an elevated protein intake, as well as problems with getting rid of protein. So BUN can mean either you're eating a lot of protein, or it can mean that you got problems excreting protein. In the case of a non-athlete bodybuilder who's eating a normal amount of protein, who has no issues with kidney disease, if he has an elevated BUN, if you have an elevated BUN, chances are there's something percolating, there's something going on inside the body that's causing your body to break down protein. It could be surgery, aging, degenerative disease. All of these can lead to an elevated BUN, BUN, blood urea nitrogen. There's another measurement, something called the creatinine levels. Creatinine is found in muscle tissue, and when your creatinine goes up, that can be an indicator that you're losing muscle protein, that muscles are breaking down. Both the BUN and the creatinine measure are used for primarily to measure kidney function, because the kidneys are the organs that are responsible for clearing nitrogen. If you go into some kidney problems, your BUN and your creatinine levels could go up. But it doesn't have to be kidney problems. You can get elevations in BUN and creatinine from degenerative disease, from trauma, from surgery, from wounding, or just from eating a lot of protein. And if you're supplementing with creatine, creatine can be converted into creatinine, and then you can also have elevations in your creatinine levels. Because creatinine and BUN are typically used by medical professionals to measure kidney function, and because elevation in these readings can be associated with kidney disease, and because high protein diets can also cause elevations in BUN and creatinine, physicians will tell you that high protein diets can be burdensome on the kidney. That's because they're used to seeing these high levels being associated with kidney disease. Now, there may be some logic here, however faulty it may be, but the problem with this kind of reasoning, in my opinion, is that while it's true that your excess nitrogen from elevated protein intake is going to be cleared by the kidneys, if you're healthy, that should not be a problem. Yes, it's true, an elevated BUN or creatinine can potentially be associated with kidney disease, but it could just be measuring high protein intake in a perfectly healthy body with perfectly healthy kidneys. Just because you got a high BUN or a high creatinine level doesn't necessarily mean you got kidney problems if you're eating a lot of protein. So I wouldn't be depriving myself of protein based on some physician telling me, oh, if you eat a lot of protein, that can be hard on your kidneys. You know what, folks? Your kidneys are designed to clear nitrogen. It's not going to be hard on your kidneys to make sure that you're getting a good, decent, high amount of protein in your diet. All right, got more to say when we come back from our break. We'll take your phone calls as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. Thank you for being here, friends. We do have a line open for you at 855-660-4261. We'll get your calls here in our next segment. For you guys who want to join the Bright Side Ben team, help start yourself a longevity business and help spread the word about the importance and power of a good nutritional supplement program, head over to brightsideben.com and click on the Join the Team link, or give the Bright Side Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470 and ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine if you haven't tried this stuff yet. It's $50 a canister. faster. If you're like most folks, you'll notice results within one or two doses, results like appetite suppression and weight loss and a drop in blood pressure. A lot of folks get off their medications by using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It doesn't have the full amounts of everything you need, but it's a great way to make sure that you're getting your nutrients in the middle of the day when you'd ordinarily be snacking. It tastes great. It's great for kids. It goes wonderfully in your smoothie. You can make ice pops out of it. You can bake cookies with it. You can do a lot of things with this stuff. Beyond Tangy Tangerine for $50 a canister. What are you waiting for? If you haven't given this stuff a shot yet, you can find out all about it on my website, BrightsideBen.com, or by calling the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, so we're talking about protein, and the main way they measure the nitrogen levels, the BUN and creatinine, can sometimes, when you have elevated BUN and creatinine, you can sometimes get confused with, your doctor will feel like, oh, well, you got kidney problems because the kidneys are supposed to be clearing nitrogen, and indeed, an elevated BUN and elevated creatinine can potentially be indicative of a problem with your kidneys, but it can also be indicative of just plain old eating a lot of protein. So don't worry about an elevated BUN or an elevated creatinine if you have healthy kidneys and you're simply eating a lot of protein. It can just mean that your body's not using all the protein, protein that it's getting in. I personally would prefer people to, myself included, to err on the side of extra protein rather than not getting enough. And I sure would not be depriving myself of this super, super important anti-aging, pro-growth, pro-repair substance protein simply because I had an elevated BUN or elevated creatinine. The main point here is nitrogen is important stuff, and you really don't want to be losing it. You want to be keeping it so it can be used. If you're an athlete or a bodybuilder, a certain amount of nitrogen is going to be lost as you exercise, especially if you're doing some serious weightlifting or serious muscle building or serious running or something where you're breaking down muscle. Remember, if you're building muscle, you got to break down muscle first. Build up requires breakdown. This is how the body works. Breaking down muscle turns on the buildup process. So muscle has to be broken down before it can be built up, and the breakdown can cause a temporary elevation in nitrogen excretion. That is a temporary elevation in BUN or creatinine levels. However, for the most part, you're going to want to be holding on to your nitrogen so that it can be used. Health and wellness, anabolism, building, growing, anti-aging is all associated with having nitrogen in the body, and this is why serious bodybuilders and weightlifters are going to be concerned about nitrogen retention. And nobody's saying that you have to be a serious athlete or a serious bodybuilder to be healthy, but at the same time, being healthy is a lot more in common with bodybuilding than not being healthy. Being healthy is building a body. Not necessarily bodybuilding, but being healthy is building a body. All right, so protein, in my opinion, the key, the major player in weight loss, the key step to losing weight is to increase your protein. Yesterday I was kind of being a little facetious. I said, try doing one and a half to two scoops of protein powder. One World Whey is the best one going. A whey protein powder. We'll talk about whey protein here in the next couple of days. Just for an experiment, do a scoop and a half or a couple of scoops of whey protein every few hours and watch how full you are. Watch how satisfied you are. You're probably not even going to be able to do your third dose. By the time you've had two scoop doses, you're going to have a lot of protein, and you're sure not going to feel like snacking. Now, I'm not saying you want to go crazy on your protein, but just for demonstration, just to show yourself how powerful this stuff is as an appetite suppressant, for a couple of doses, maybe half a day or so, three or four doses, two, three, four doses of protein, do an excessive amount, maybe 45 to 60 grams. That's 1.5 scoops to 2 scoops, and watch what happens. You're going to be amazingly satisfied. You're going to be amazingly full. In fact, you might be too full. Back off and find out a good spot for you, and that's basically the amount of protein you want to have. Back off to where you don't feel stuffed and full, but where you don't feel like snacking. And let me tell you something, folks. It's an amazingly healthy way to lose weight. And, as I was saying yesterday, one of the reasons for our obesity epidemic may be because we're not getting enough protein. Protein is really, compared to carbs anyway, protein is really hard to find. Good quality protein. And why do you think that is? Price. Money. Dollars. Protein is expensive. Protein is the most expensive of all the macronutrients. And really good quality protein, that is crazy expensive compared to fat and compared to sugar. That's the biggest complaint people have about whey protein, which is the best protein going. It tends to be expensive. So what? cut your costs somewhere else. In fact, the appetite suppressant effects of protein mean you're going to be spending less money on crappy food. So yeah, you might be spending more on the front end if you get yourself on a good whey protein supplement. It may cost you, I don't know, a buck a dose or something along those lines. So you may be spending more money on the front end, but on the back end, you'll be saving money because you're not going to be snacking as much. You're not going to be eating you're not going to have the food cravings as much during the day, and you're going to be a lot healthier on top of everything else. So while you may cost you a little bit extra on the front end, you're going to be saving money on the back end. By the way, all foods are going to have protein. I love whey protein. I love egg protein. Those are my two favorite sources of protein. Those are the two best sources of protein, but all foods are going to have a little bit of protein in them. Even fruits are going to have a little bit of protein in them. Even an apple is going to give you maybe a half a gram or so of protein. Cheaper protein can be found in beans. You're going to get, of course, protein in crappy meats like McDonald's hamburgers or hot dogs or sausages, and those are pretty easy to find. But the best sources of protein are going to be whey and eggs. And when it comes to eggs, those are pretty darn inexpensive anyway, and they're versatile and they're tasty too. That little nitrogen, it's all about that little nitrogen. That little nitrogen attached to the carbohydrates. That little nitrogen that in essence turns a carb into a protein is a pretty expensive little proposition. It takes a lot of work for nature to stick a nitrogen onto a carb. In fact, sticking a nitrogen onto a carb, something that plants do very effectively, is one of the most miraculous pieces of chemistry in all of nature. It takes a lot of work, however, for a plant to be able to nitrogenate a sugar, and that's what makes protein expensive. That's what makes protein the most expensive of all the nutrients. In the natural world, plants can make protein. Plants can do this nitrogen attaching process, but in the world of industry, in the world of technology, it takes huge factories and lots of powerful and somewhat nasty chemistry to accomplish the same thing that plants do in a tiny millimeter of space. Because nitrogen is so darn important. Because nitrogen is so darn important for everything, really. Nitrogen is just powerful, powerful stuff. For many years, scientists and organic chemists were trying to figure out how to get nitrogen industrially, how to produce nitrogenated compounds industrially. You know, our air, our atmosphere is almost 80% nitrogen, but it's inert nitrogen. It's nitrogen that doesn't do anything. Plants can take that nitrogen and make it active, but in industry, it's very difficult to do. In fact, for many years, this was kind of the industrial chemical holy grail, how to create active nitrogen in an industrial or factory type of setting. All right, I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware. hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We're back on the bright side. I'm going to save this story for it's kind of a cool story about how they figured out how to get nitrogen, how to produce nitrogen industrially. Nitrogen is found in the air, in the atmosphere, 77-80%, but it's inert. It can't do anything. So for the longest time, this was the holy grail of chemistry to try to figure out how to get nitrogen, how to activate nitrogen, or do the same thing plants do. Just take nitrogen from the air and figure out a way to make it usable, take advantage of nitrogen's active properties, turn inert atmospheric nitrogen into active nitrogen. And this is all described in a cool book called The Alchemy of Air, if you're interested in checking it out. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we continue talking about protein, the importance of dietary protein for bodybuilding, for anti-aging, for growth and repair, and, of course, for bone building, for osteoporosis, for anti-osteoporosis effects. Okay, 855-660-4261 is our number. Let's take our first phone call of the day. James in Texas. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Ben, I was wondering if somebody somebody increases healthy fats in their diet, is there a way for the body to use that fat to supply carbohydrates and protein to the body?
Negatory. It'll supply carbs. Fat is a type of carbohydrate, and fat will get broken down into sugar. It could be used for energy, depending on the type of fat that you're using. But protein is a whole different animal because of that little element of nitrogen. And as we'll talk about tomorrow, it's very difficult in nature for nitrogen to get attached to a carbohydrate. Plants can do it. And in industry, it takes big factories, but your body isn't going to be able to do that. So if you want protein, you got to eat protein. You're not going to get it from any other foods, just protein foods.
Now, are vegetables going to supply all the necessary protein versus
small
animal
amounts,
sources?
Small amounts, but not in a concentrated fashion. If you're a vegetarian, you can get some protein from veggies. Like I was saying earlier, everything has protein in it. An apple is going to get you some protein. A piece of celery is going to get you some protein. But it's not going to really get you substantial amounts of protein, and you really do need to have substantial amounts of protein to enjoy their benefits. So if you're a vegetarian and you're not going to, you're not eating meat, or if you're a vegan and you're not doing eggs or dairy and you're not doing meat, you're going to have to be pretty careful about getting your protein. Beans, soy, of course, is a good source of protein. Nuts can be a good source of protein. We'll talk about some sources of protein here in the next few days as we get into talking more about protein. But it's really tough. If you're a vegetarian or vegan, that's one of the biggest problems with veganism, in my opinion, is getting enough protein. What vegans end up doing is they end up eating a lot of grains, because there's a very interesting relationship between sugar and protein. As I was saying earlier, your body, it's very easy to get energy from sugar or carbohydrates. It's not so easy to get energy from protein, and this can be used to the advantage of the body. The body takes a long time to derive energy from protein, and while the body is deriving energy from protein, you're satisfied, you're full, you don't feel like eating anymore. Vegans, on the other hand, they've got to constantly be eating, because the type of energy they're getting is very quickly burnt or stored, and then they run low energy, so they go get more carbohydrates. So what ends up happening with vegans is they tend to not be so healthy. Now, you can be healthy if you pay a lot of attention to making sure that you're getting your protein from grains and beans and such. But for most vegans, they'll end up eating a lot more carbohydrates than they would otherwise. And that, of course, can cause all kinds of health issues. And you're not going to find a lot of super strong, super healthy vegans or vegetarians. Although, I'm not going to make a generalization, say never, but it's a lot harder to do it that way. All right,
thanks,
James?
A lot. Okay, thank
buddy.
You.
Thank you. I'm going to piss some people off with that one, but that's just my experience. I don't see a lot of vegans or vegetarians who look super, super healthy. And not so much vegetarians, because you can still get your protein from whey and eggs if you're a vegetarian. But veganism, and it does have some advantages, certainly, of veganism does, but it's just difficult to get the kind of protein that you need if you're not eating animal products at all, my opinion. I'd like to hear what you have to say. If there's any vegans out there, let me know how you guys are getting your protein. Okay, 855-660-4261 is our number. Let's see what Robert in Texas has to say. What's up, Robert?
Prostrate, I guess.
Yeah.
You know how you when you go to the bathroom, you
middle of the night.
Yeah, work it more than other times, and sometimes you force them to try to use that muscle and try to make it go faster. Well, I'm having a problem; it doesn't go out fast. It just, you know, I'm just one.
You're having a hard time urinating. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Middle of the night. You getting up in the middle of the night?
No, I don't do that.
Okay. Just a little trickle comes out sometimes. You feel like you got the urge to urinate and nothing comes out, kind of thing?
Well, in the morning I try to use it, and I use it, but I try to, it just doesn't seem like it comes out like a fast flow like normally when I was young.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like it could be a prostate. Think inflammation. Whenever you have a prostate issue, you want to think inflammation. And as always, whenever you got an inflammation problem, you more than likely have a defensive reaction in the body. Whenever there's inflammation, inflammation is the flip side of immunity. I'm talking micro-inflammation, small inflammation, inflammation at the tiniest levels, at the invisible levels. So whenever you have a prostate issue, the first thing you want to think about is anti-inflammatory strategies, keeping things out of the body that are causing inflammation. I'll tell you about some supplements you can use here in a second. But the first thing you want to do with prostate problems is you want to regard it as an inflammatory condition, micro-inflammatory condition, and start to work with foods. Look for symptoms, digestive symptoms. In addition to your prostate symptoms, you want to look for problems, constipation, loose stools, diarrhea, heartburn. Any of this sound familiar, Robert? Gas, bloating, anything like that? Any sound familiar?
Well, I don't have any problems with what you were saying, really.
Well, gas, bloating, heartburn, anything. It's unlikely that you... What's that?
No.
All right, well, you got to start paying attention there, okay? Just because we don't notice problems when we first start thinking about them doesn't mean they're not there, because these things go under the radar. If there's smoke, there's fire. Prostate issues mean inflammation, and that's smoke. And you're not going to have any smoke unless there's a fire somewhere. And that means something's getting into your body that's causing this inflammation to occur. And it's almost impossible. You know, Robert, from my listeners who maybe don't have any health issues, the way we conduct our eating business in this country makes it almost impossible not to have inflammatory problems by the time we're in our fourth or fifth decades. It's just not going to happen. Just the way we eat. You know, look at the standard American diet. It's almost impossible to eat non-inflammation-causing foods. And in any case, even after we eat a good meal, even after we eat good foods, there's a temporary rise in inflammatory chemicals. There's something called post-eating or post-prandial inflammation that occurs after all meals, let alone the kind of things that we mostly subsist on in this country. So you got to backtrack into digestive problems always. That's the first thing you want to do. Now, the second thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to start using supplements for the prostate, and there's a bunch of good ones. Essential fatty acids are very important. In fact, all fats are going to be very important for the prostate, and minerals, which are related to fats. Minerals and fats are both processed by the same kind of system in the body. Prostate problems very often are indicative of some kind of issue with fatty vitamins or essential fatty acids. Get on the Ultimate EFAs. I'd be using 9 of them a day, and I would be using them with meals. Vitamin E can be stupendously helpful for the prostate and the whole male reproductive system, for that matter. 400 international units of vitamin E a day. I like the mixed tocopherol form or the tocotrienol form. Vitamin A can also be helpful for the prostate, 20,000 international units a day or so. And then minerals like zinc, 50 milligrams a day can be important for the prostate. Magnesium can be important for the prostate. Get on the OsteoMag from Longevity. And then selenium is also very important for the prostate. I'd be using 600 micrograms a day of the OPC selenium. Hang tight, Robert. A couple more things I want to tell you, and we'll come back. We'll tell you when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Longevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Longevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can bacon combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale, on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, we are back on the bright side, and lest you guys think, I'm not a big meat eater myself. I don't need a lot of meat. In fact, I hardly ever eat any meat. I'm not going to go as far as say I'm a vegetarian, because I probably will eat it occasionally, but I just don't find it appealing. But from a practical standpoint, it's incredibly satisfying. You got to make sure it's good meat, quality meat. McDonald's doesn't count. Make sure it's a grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, and it's just going to be very, very satisfying. That's the way meat is. Somebody just sent me, actually my producer John just sent me an article about a guy, Derek Nance, N-A-N-C-E. He's eaten nothing but raw meat for 5 years. Now, that's getting a little carried away, but he seems to be doing well. You might want to Google this guy, Derek Nance. This guy's eaten nothing but raw meat for 5 years. So I'm not a big meat eater, but eggs and whey protein, especially whey protein, man, those are so incredibly satisfying, not to mention great sources of protein. We'll talk about the building blocks of protein here in the next few days. That is amino acids and how they are distinguished from protein. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein, but they got their own particular characteristics. A guy named Eric Braverman, Dr. Eric Braverman, has written quite eloquently about how you can use various amino acids to accomplish different therapeutic or medical, to accomplish some medical benefits or health benefits. We'll be talking about these kinds of things, these health benefits associated with amino acids here in the next couple of days. This is distinguished from protein and from smaller proteins called peptides. We'll be talking about that tomorrow and for the next few days. Okay, Robert in Texas, a couple more things I want to tell you about the prostate. Number one, Robert, are you there? Do we have Robert in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
A couple more things I want to tell you about the prostate. Number one, as I said before, focus on foods, anything that's going to cause inflammation, microinflammation, not big-time inflammation like a swollen ankle or a black eye, microinflammation that you don't even know you have, anything that's going to cause an immune response, that is foods, you need to be focusing on that. And if you don't know you have any digestive symptoms, look for them. Try to find them. And then nutrients for the prostate. Zinc comes to mind as being the most important of the minerals, and vitamin E comes to mind as the most important of the vitamins, although vitamin C is also very important for the prostate. The prostate contains high amounts of vitamin C. You get all this in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Magnesium is very important for the prostate. Use the Osteomag, selenium, OPC selenium, and then MSM sulfur can be helpful for the prostate. And then probably one of the most important nutrients anyway, that one that we don't talk a lot about, and it has a lot of benefits for the prostate, is beta-sitosterol, and that's spelled beta, B-E-T-A, sitosterol, S-I-T-O-S-T-E-R-O-L. It is a steroid-like substance. It's found in plants, and it's got some tremendous benefits for prostate health, especially for folks who are urinating in the middle of the night. Take 300 to 350 milligrams of the stuff every day. It really is amazing stuff for the prostate, beta-sitosterol. Some folks like saw palmetto. I personally have not seen great results with saw palmetto, but that's something else that you might want to try as well. Okay, Robert?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, buddy. Good luck with everything. All right, Mary in Michigan, welcome to the bright side. What's going on?
Charlie, are you speaking to me?
I am speaking to you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What's up?
Hello, Ben. I got a question for you about taking milk of magnesia with the carbonated water that you
carbonated
talked about some time ago.
Oh, you mean making your own magnesium bicarbonate? That
yeah.
Recipe. What did you want to ask me about that?
Well, in shopping, I noticed there are two types of milk of magnesia.
What do you mean by two types? I didn't know this.
When I looked on the bottle,
there's different brands of milk. You mean brands?
No. When I looked on the bottle of the ingredients, it would be magnesium. I can't remember what they were. Magnesium chloro. Something or other. Anyway, is there a specific...
Well, no, it's just plain old milk of magnesia. The problem is, milk of magnesia is kind of a crappy product. It's got sugar in it, and sometimes they'll put fake flavorings and NutraSweet and different things to make it taste...
Yeah, okay,
and that's
that.
The problem, you know. It's magnesium bicarbonate theoretically should be better for you than sodium bicarbonate, but the only way to get magnesium bicarbonate is from milk of magnesia, and then you got to deal with all that stuff in the milk of magnesia. So you're going to have to decide what you want to do. Personally, I would be doing the sodium bicarb and not messing around with the crappy stuff they put in the milk of magnesia. If you do sodium bicarb, though, make sure you're getting your magnesium from another source. Magnesium is super, super, super important, especially
right,
if you're going to be getting
right.
all that sodium.
Okay, well, if I'm drinking this recipe,
yeah,
how much of I'm putting like 3 teaspoons in a 1 liter of
three
the,
tablespoons.
Three
tablespoons of the milk of magnesia
in half a liter. Right?
No, in
yeah.
a full liter.
In a full liter. Okay, all right.
Okay. A little bit less than a full liter.
And if you take milk of magnesia to supposedly reduce your stomach acid, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to drink this when you're eating.
No, absolutely
okay.
not. No, you
okay.
don't want to be drinking any bicarbonate while you're eating. That's exactly right. It's going to neutralize the stomach acid. You want to wait till
until
the food's past your stomach, till you've gotten past your meal. Absolutely not.
Okay.
That's a very good point. Thank you for bringing that up. No.
Okay.
You don't want
all
to do
right.
anything to neutralize acid. That's a big problem. That can cause the problems in the first place. So no, you want to make sure that your stomach acid is working as it should. In fact, you want to be acidifying your stomach contents with apple cider vinegar or betaine hydrochloride, which you'll get in the ultimate enzymes, by the way.
Right. Okay, now
okay.
I've got that straight. Now,
yes.
What would you recommend for a staph infection on the skin?
Well, staph bacteria live on the skin. They're always on the skin. If you
okay.
have a staph infection, either the staph bacteria has gotten underneath the skin, it's gotten
uh-huh.
somehow into the blood, or your immune system is not working as well as it should, or a combination of those. So the first thing you want, once you have the infection, you can use something like colloidal silver or Lugol solution. If worse comes to worse, you're going to need an antibiotic, but you want to be very respectful of antibiotics. In fact, staph is one of those bacteria that can become resistant to antibiotics.
Right.
Antibiotics, hence the MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, that whole problem. So you want to be really careful about prescription antibiotics. Use Lugol solution, which is an iodine,
yeah.
or
iodine.
Colloidal
okay.
silver. And then you want to be making sure your immune system is doing what it should be doing. I'm sorry, what were you going to ask me, ma'am?
The Lugol is iodine, right?
Iodine, correct. You can use that internally for the urinary tract or as a source of iodine. And then also you can use it topically to kill things. And then also colloidal silver can do it, too. Of course, hydrogen peroxide works, although it's not anywhere near as powerful as Lugol's or colloidal silver. All of those are effective topically. But you also want to make sure that your immune system is doing its work. If you do have a bacterial infection, there's a good possibility that you've got a compromised immune system.
Right.
The immune system operates like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right.
In other words,
well, unfortunately, this is my husband's problem, and he eats crappy, and I can't.
Well,
eat
you can only do what
crappy.
You can do, Mary. But but you just got to understand that there's a connection there. The more stuff your immune system has to process and has to deal with, the less it's going to be able to deal with things like staph, and that's
right.
the straw that breaks the camel's back phenomena, or the load phenomena, as Dr. Sherry Rogers calls it.
Right.
By the way, she has a great book called Tired or Toxic, which I don't see. Which it's hard to find, but it's a wonderful, wonderful book that talks about the body's ability to process toxins and poisons. And she comes, has come up with a concept she calls immune system load. And that's when the immune system is overloaded with all kinds of other things that it doesn't have the resources that it needs to do to fight the staph bacteria or viruses. Or, you know, now you see these shingles vaccine commercials. Same idea.
Right.
You know, if you have shingles, you got a compromised immune system. Shingles, viruses, and bacteria, these are opportunistic infections. They wait for us to become weak. So the trick is to not be weak. And the trick to not being weak is to build up the immune system using good nutrition, especially protein, by the way, and vitamin C and micronutrients, and not putting the crap in that makes the immune system, creates an excess load on the immune system. All right, Mary, got to move on. Anything else I can help you with?
That's no, good. That'd be fine. Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Okay, Shirley. Ooh, shoot. I hit the wrong button on Shirley. I'm sorry, but we're pretty much out of time anyway. So, Shirley, if you could call back. I'll tell you what, Shirley. If you call back tomorrow, I'll get you up first thing. Or you can always send me a letter to brightsideletters@gmail.com. I'm slightly behind on my letter returns. Always put your phone number on the letters. You guys are still sending me letters without phone numbers. And then it makes it much easier for me to get back to you. Tomorrow we'll take some letters, I think. We'll talk a little bit about protein. We'll talk somewhat about protein. I want to tell you about this this story of the alchemy of air, how nitrogen is being turned into, how nitrogen is used industrially, how inert atmospheric nitrogen is used industrially. It's kind of a cool story. And then we'll take a letter or two, maybe a Facebook or two, and we'll work backwards. I'll show you how I do this. I think we'll make this a regular feature. I'm sorry, Shirley, that I hung up on you. If you call tomorrow and tell them that I disconnected you accidentally, we'll get you first up. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening, friends. Check out my website, brightsideben.com, and check out the shopping cart we have up there with all the longevity products. You can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly. And please, join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a longevity business. The folks at 866-735-2470 can tell you all about it. All right, that's all the time we have for today. We will talk to you all tomorrow. Have a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful day. Take care, everybody. Bye for now.
National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Mark, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.